It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
The final horn has sounded on basketball season, and wrestling is about to start its national championship run as we take our weekly look into Shadron State athletics on the Journal. I'm Dave Collins, voice of the Eagles. The Eagles men's basketball team is closing its season on a run of 11 wins in the final 13 games, a 19-win season overall, and one of the best in school history. The Eagles were shocked out of the RMAC tournament last night in Golden, hit with a 15-0 blitz to start the game by the 15th-ranked Ordig in an 87-68 season-ending defeat in the first round to Colorado School of Mines. Adam Thistlewood scored those 15 points right off the jump, and the Eagles missed their first 11 shots. The team continued to grind through the first half and turned a 22-3 deficit into just an 8-point game at 26-18, but they wouldn't get any closer. Junior Bryce Latimer, who has been so critical scoring the ball during this end-of-season run, was held scoreless in the first half on an 0-for-6 from the field. Josh Robinson, one of the most efficient shooters in America, was limited to 4 of 14 and 11 points. Isaiah Wyatt hit some key three-pointers as the Eagles made their early comeback. Mines shot 53% in the game and handed out 23 assists to just 11 turnovers. Shadron State finishes the year at 19-10 and with a signature victory over number 10, Black Hills State. Let's go inside the arena now and on the mats with CSE Women's Wrestling, which comes into this weekend at the National Championships in Iowa with four competitors. At 101 pounds, Kinsey Smith will wrestle Alaya Payne Harris from Sacred Heart. At 116 pounds, Isabel Ortiz will take on Angela LaRusso of Adrian College in her opening round. Kaylee Garcia and Alyssa Roth from Northern Michigan battle in the 143 bracket. And Camilla Montenegro faces Aspen Dodge from Adrian College. The Eagles are at the event for the second time in the 2 years of the program's existence, and they're seeking the school's first national champion. Three Eagle men are headed to the national championships. They'll be held a week later in Cedar Rapids, March 10th. Quinn Campbell earned the Super Region 4 championship last Saturday with an overtime takedown. He claimed the 133-pound title over another top 10 nationally ranked grappler from Colorado Mesa. Campbell, number 2 in the country now. He should be a fun follow to keep an eye on for a possible CSC national title next week. Campbell will be joined by Keegan Gelhausen and Mason Watt in Iowa at Nationals. Gelhausen is the 184-pound Super Regional runner-up. Watt's the 285-pound runner-up from Supers. Let's go back outside now, where the Eagle softball squad hopes the weather holds out this weekend to host the home opening series against Fort Lewis. The forecast has been moving around a bit, but as of today, it looks like fair weather to play with temperatures in the 40s and some sunshine, but it will be chilly with winds up to 20 to 25 miles an hour on the high end. If the feels-like temperature gets any colder than 25 degrees, games would be postponed or delayed until it warms up, and that's always a risk with early March softball in Shadron, Nebraska. Weather did force the Eagles to stay an extra day in Denver and take on Regis Sunday and Monday of this week, a series that the Rangers were able to win 3-1. The Shadron State offense did come to life, scoring 25 runs over the four games, and two of those losses were by just one run. The Eagles are certainly glad to have Bailey Steinke back from her injury and missing all of last season. She's hitting .484 and is second with 5 RBIs. That is this week's CSE Sports Journal. Tune in next week. We'll bring you back inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes and interviews as we head towards warmer weather. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.